we are. I'm looking forward to it. I just even love saying Sheboygan.
You've never been to Sheboygan, I take it.
We have passed through Sheboygan, so I'm excited about it.
I got to start with, what made you guys want to cut your hair?
Well, you know, pretty much questions like, what's going on with the hair? No, I'm joking. It's it was, we were the King Daddy hair farmers. It was just time to do something about it. And I cut my hair in 95 and loved it because everybody was so upset. It just seemed, especially the girls, why'd you cut your hair?
Isn't that wild that that's the question, too? How did I start with that?
If you're known for anything, it's awesome. You know, fortunately for Gunnar and I, we're known as the guys that look like the hot blonde Swedish chick.
How are you guys known? How would you like to be known someday? I mean, someday when the legacy's on there, they're doing the behind the music thing, the tribute to you. How would you guys like to be known?
Well, it's going to sound pretty cheesy, but here's the reality of it, especially doing the kind of show that we're doing with Ricky Nelson. Remember, you know, the tribute to our pop, his career, let's put it this way, I just want to be like my dad. I'm probably never going to achieve what he did, you know, let's be honest. 230 million singles, 60 million album sales. He invented the first conceptual rock music video, kind of co-invented country rock, and smuggled rock and roll into American television sets. But more importantly, in spite of all of that, and I say this in our show, he was the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. He never said no to an autograph, always looked at people in the eye, talked to them, and cared about humans. And more importantly, you know, than anything, he was just the nicest human. And for me, the greatest legacy that could be said is that, you know, Matt Nelson was just a really nice guy.
Matthew Nelson, I got to ask you, because it's something that's been bugging me ever since I heard it. Now I finally get a chance to talk to you and meet you, and I can ask you.
Okay.
Please don't hang up, but I did hear many moons ago that you guys really didn't want anything to do with your dad's music because you wanted to be doing your own thing. And now I hear this and I think, boy, that can't be true then.
Well, we never said that we never wanted to have anything to do with his music. We actually said that we wanted to make our own mark. You know, Gunnar and I started playing nightclubs when we were 12 years old. We started writing songs about that time, you know, started playing when we were six. It's like if anybody that's a son of, I don't care if you're a sports figure, I don't care if you're an entertainer, it's kind of a nice thing to have your own thing to say, which we did. I mean, our pop probably would have been happiest with the fact that we wrote our number one record.
Go back to when you're a kid. What's it like growing up and having your dad so famous, you and your brother there? And
well, okay, I say this in the show. It's kind of, you know, you got to understand. We were born in 1967, so the summer of love, basically, in Los Angeles. And it was a very surreal time, but it was just kind of the family. We didn't know until later that not everybody's dad was a rock star or it was a big deal that our grandparents were on TV. It was the family business. Bob Dylan hung around the house. George Harrison lived next door and used to come over. Our babysitter was Mama Cass Elliott from the Mamas and Papas. And it was a very, very surreal California upbringing. And it was actually after his huge Teen Idol success. This is when he was reinventing himself with his country rock band, the Stone Canyon Band. So for us, it was awesome because from a very early age, I remember the show that I went to. I was probably, my gosh, you know, Gunnar and I were probably three. And I didn't really put it together how famous he was until we went to a concert. And I saw a show start and a guy on stage who looked an awful lot like my pop. And I thought, wow, he's happy, and the people around here are all happy. Everybody's having a good time. The music sounds great. I'm dancing, and I was like, wow, it is my dad.
How do you and Gunnar not hate each other after all these years?
Oh, I killed him a long time ago. That's just a body double. So, you know what? I think it's the playing the music part. We're identical twins, but we have very different personalities. People that really know us know that to be true.
Hey, Matthew Nelson, what advice did your dad give you on being a superstar?
He really didn't give me advice on being a superstar. I think what he did, though, was the nuggets of the gems of wisdom that I think Rick Nelson was canonized with for me was, he said, believe in what you're doing and keep doing it. And I think that works no matter what you do. Always keep your sense of humor. You're going to need it. And that's those two pieces of wisdom have really served me.
You really can be a jerk. You get to be, you can get to a point where there's some superstars, and in this career, I've met some people where you never forget that. When they're not nice to you, you never forget that. And when they are nice to you, that gets spread around too. And I appreciate that you're such a grounded guy.
Well, thanks, because I've been there with you too. I've met some people. I mean, I grew up in L.A., so you can imagine that I have had my share of idiot encounters. You remember these people, and especially people that you hope, like when you grow up, oh, I hope this person's a nice person. I can't wait for the chance. If I ever got a chance to talk to them, you know, then there have been these other times when I've met people that are so down to earth that are huge stars, big, big stars. And I've kind of noticed something. My grandfather said this. He said, arrogance accompanies incompetence. And I've noticed that the bigger the star, usually, usually, the nicer they are. It's kind of like they got over themselves a long time ago. And it's the people that are trying to make their initial break or maybe have their first taste of success. I always love meeting these musicians. I've been doing this a long time. So I love meeting these musicians that are just kind of coming up, and they have this horrible attitude. And then you see them 5 years later when, you know, maybe they're not getting played on the radio quite as much. And they're very different people.
Matthew Nelson, I've heard that you're such a one-on-one guy, too, you and your brother Gunner, both at shows. When you go to see a show, you come to meet you guys as well, too, and it's a family affair, and everybody's a part of the Nelson family that night that they're there. And it happens here in Sheboygan Friday night at the Weill Center. It's a real treat to have you guys in town and here on the Point Morning Show this morning. I really appreciate you calling in, Matthew.
Well, I really appreciate the time. And, I love getting a chance to talk about the show, and we always meet everybody that wants to meet us after the show because we figure that's what it's there for. You know, this is our thank you to fans of the family, and hopefully, you know, people that come and are going to leave being fans of ours and kind of continue it. It's a really cool experience, and we just love playing it. We're going to play it as long as people want it, and as I said, it's gaining momentum, so I look forward to seeing you there.
You are who you are. Thank you, Matthew Nelson. Say it to Brother Gunner for me, and we'll see you Friday night.
We will indeed. All right. Take care. Thank you for the talk.
Take care. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.